Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. As the holidays approach, are you aware of the importance of belonging with your family and friends during this wonderful season? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to connect with your loved ones who have passed over to the other side? Have you ever wanted to know why you're often on a different page than others sometimes? It happens to me quite often lately. Now would you like to learn what happens when you finally learn to tie your own shoe? Oh yeah, the big one. Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence? Now would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now are you ready to learn how to be successful and how you can find a perfect holiday gift for someone very special in your life? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing to you my co-host, guest sponsor, who is an author and a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about getting through the holidays. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4Media and syndicated on six networks with over 4.4 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you about our guest today. She is the official energy nurse, and she works with the human energy system to aid in the healing process, and she shows people how to use this side of them. She recognizes the energetic system to be important as the physical body. It's my pleasure to welcome back on the show again my dear friend and co-host, Carolyn Green. Hi, Carolyn. How's it going for you today?
It's going great, January. How are you out there?
Oh, okay. I finally got all my Christmas cards taken care of. So that's kind of a lift off my shoulders. How are your holiday preparations going?
They're fine. They're fine. Hanukkah, we celebrate Hanukkah. And so mm-hmm. that started last night. So it's eight crazy nights.
Well, you know how to do it. I mean, I can barely get through two or three, and to have to do eight, I'd probably collapse.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, and I'm not that organized. You sound really organized. I'm getting, you know, I've got my Christmas gifts and things going as well for my other side of the family and friends, and so it's a very busy season, and it can be stressful. So guess what? I found myself going back to my book for a couple of chapters.
Okay. Well, we talked last time you were on the show, we talked about Principle 13, belonging. And then we talked also about Principle 14, coexisting upon completion. Is there anything you would like to add to those two, any comments on those two chapters before we go on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the belonging, and I think it's just, it's so quote unquote, quote, coincidental, you know, that we're talking about at this time of year. I think that's a biggie. I think that's a biggie in everyday life, and especially when it comes to around the holidays. And, you know, people's family doesn't have to be mean blood. You know, I have very extraordinarily been blessed with close friends, you know, that I consider family. And so their families are not necessarily biological. And sometimes it's very productive, you know, you do be with, friends. Sometimes, you know, the message basically talks about having a sense of belonging and feeling a connectedness either within yourself or to your to divinity and universe and the planet. So if you're the only one on Earth, you will literally feel connected to the Earth and nature around you and know that you don't walk alone, as we do have our guides and angels. Yeah. So that is very important. The message also addresses belonging to, you know, ultimately within yourself, okay? Personally, there are times, I mean, I know this probably sounds really big-headed, but like sometimes I'm my best company. You know, sometimes I just like to be alone. I could go to a movie alone. First of all, I'm never alone. So the conversations that go up in my head, you know, it's very amusing. So, but sometimes I really, and a person really enjoys being alone. In the holiday time, I think we need to be cognizant of other people who may be alone, to reach out to them, people who may not have close family or friends that live within the vicinity. It's something that maybe belong to community, maybe volunteer. You know, my kids are young. We used to volunteer to cook, you know, at some of the community centers and, you know, do Christmas in a community venue where, you know, if you don't have necessarily family or friends, again, who live near you, and to reach out, you know, and do something of that sort. So there's so many ways that you can connect. And I just think that's important. But, you know, spirit wants to know, no matter what, you're never alone. And
in that chapter, you know, I want to share with our listeners what a fabulous book it is. I keep it by my bedside. And at the end of each one of the principal chapters, there's an area where you can write your own thoughts and kind of work things out in your head in writing, what applies to you, what, you know, resonates with you. This is a wonderful book that you could consider giving as a Christmas or holiday present, whatever you're celebrating. You write about the guides write about belief systems. Do you get any insight from them about what's going on here in this country with everyone so upset about the terrorism?
Yes, it's very difficult. I've had to actually get information in short. It's a very heavy energy that's going on now, so I'm getting information in short snippets, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And I am going to be I've had enough signs from my guides. I do, and I have been remiss because I've been running with the holidays, but getting the information, but I will tell you the most important thing, and I do talk to people daily. It's very difficult. Look, this is, this world is changing. Vibration of the earth is changing. It's survival of the fittest. When we talk about survival of the fittest, we're talking about all of us who understand the bigger picture, holding the grounding of the earth, okay? And everybody has a job, you know, has that ability to do that. And connecting again with the earth, connecting with universal consciousness, God, again, your divinity or your higher self, and to hold the grounding in peace, love, and harmony. And if we can keep that, love is the absolute highest vibration. And if you get enough collective mass of consciousness, it can help shift things. And so everybody, and at the end, the guides talk, I'm really glad you brought this up, because at the end of the book, the guides have, and we'll talk about it either in this show or the next show, but they had the final word. I thought, you know, I was wrapping up the book and in the last minute, they gave me a whole message, you know, and I thought, here I was done. And, you know, it was a very poignant message that really relates to what's going on. It relates to what's going on every day. you know, you take a pebble in a pond, right? And one little pebble causes a ripple. And this is what happens. You take handfuls of people that are not balanced, that have ideological, you know, toxic ideological views, that do not have respect for humanity or mankind.
Right.
And this has been happening. These are things that have been happening throughout eons. You know, you go back, you know, thousands of years, you know, and in the Middle East, this has been happening all along. So history does repeat itself, and the generations beget the other generations and so on. So what we can do is really take a few minutes a day, ground yourself. Everybody is a child of love and harmony. We're all a spark of the flame, and it is up to us to keep the flame going, just like it is up to us in the physical body to not to abuse it and to do things that we could do to keep it healthy. You know, we've been giving this body on the physical level. We're giving our spirit in our soul. And so you need to work the soul and you need to work the physical body, and it goes hand in hand. So the biggest thing that I can say, sometimes you have to, and for me, and it may sound a little remiss, but I do have to limit the news. I don't need to be watching the news to feel things that are happening around the earth. A lot of us sensitive do feel that. And we do what we can to hold the grounding and really think, you know, in peace and love and harmony. And it may sound trite, but the reality of it is that it is so important to have that respect within yourself. You know, because if you radiate that, you know, that love and respect and validation within self, that radiates, it cha-chings upstairs. You know, I would say it's the collective consciousness. So
I think the difficult thing for most of us, and this is something that happens in the entire universe, is the randomness of some of these terrorist violent acts. You just have that horrible feeling you're not going to know, you know, when to what or how. And the reality is the universe is pretty random when you're living in it as a human, isn't it?
It is very, well, it appears very random.
Yeah.
There's more to the bigger picture than meets the eye.
Yeah.
And so, yes, things appear very random. And I do, you know, strongly sense that, you know, that there is a design to everything. There is a reason whether we understand it or not in the bigger scheme of things. But if you with certain things historically and certain major events around the globe, there's a repeated pattern over thousands of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you break that pattern? You know, this is talking, but what we can do is break, and that's what this book is about, is breaking some of our old patterns of consciousness, of how we've thought, of old tapes that are playing in our head, to raise our level of consciousness and vibration and respect and understanding within ourselves, because we are, each person is a very valued gift. You are not, everybody is accounted for on this earth, I can tell you that much. And everything does wrap up in that last, you know, in the book, on the, you know, what the guides talk about.
That will be very comforting. And I'm going to reread that tonight. I've read your book several times, so I kind of am very familiar with it. You know, right, people that I'm also very familiar with are my wonderful, wonderful sponsors, and we're going to hear from them. Then when we come back, we're going to talk just briefly about Coexisting Upon Completion, a fabulous chapter. We'll be right back.
With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Millard, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. Where does all the money go? Surely you should have more to show for all the work you do. And what about the future? Heck, what about next week? Chris Miles to the rescue. Chris is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur with a reputation of getting his clients fast, life-altering results right now, not 25 to 40 years from now. Let Chris Miles show you how to quickly free up and create more cash flow with results you can enjoy today, not tomorrow. Visit MoneyRipples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Visit today, not tomorrow.
Welcome back with my guest and friend, Carolyn Green. We're talking about her wonderful book, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence. Let's talk a little bit, Carolyn, about Chapter 14, Awareness, Coexisting Upon Completion. This must have been a very spiritual chapter to write, wasn't it?
Yes, it is a spiritual chapter. And if it's okay, you know, I want to talk about this briefly. And I've never done this, and, you know, on the show before, is to read, you know, a complete, we synopsis all of these principles mm-hmm. and awarenesses. But because of, you know, bringing up all the things that are happening around the globe, I would actually, you know, guys would like to, myself would like to gift your listening audience with a closing message of this book. Because with the state of earthly affairs and just for just the season, I think it would be very, very helpful if that's okay with you.
Oh, wonderful. Go ahead. I'd love to have you read it. Share that, please.
Okay. Then you keep track. Then we're going to go back to 14. We're going to backtrack.
What page are you on now?
Right now it's in the book. If you have it in front of you, it's page 182.
Okay. You know what? This is scary because I just asked you what page it was and guess where the book opened?
Wow. See, yeah. Well, I was getting signals during commercial break about this and I've never read, you know, we always synopsis chapters. And even though this is the closing message and just a quick brief history of the book, and a lot of the listeners know, this book was channeled. It was, these messages were given to me in 4.5 months. I had to work through them myself, and I was given one night the whole outline for the book, what was to come, and this was to be put out for the public as long as I worked through this myself, because anything that anybody is going through, we've all go through, because we're all connected. So there was 18 principles, and so in the book I would write a little preface sometimes to the message, and then I would write a little synopsis at the end of the message, and then points to ponder, like you said, it's a workbook, and then I have some pages to write notes, and I love when people show me the book if I go to a signing or a conference, and they have it all, you know, tagged with the little sticky notes and all of that. So it is a workbook, and I love people to use it as such.
Definitely. So, let's go ahead and please read page 82 and
183. Okay. So here it goes. I finished collating everything. It was 11:30 one night. I'm ready to go to bed, and I finished the book. And I literally on my way from my writing room into my bedroom, and this message just came. And I literally had to go turn the light back on, and I wasn't going to argue. It's being downloaded. This actually was on April 22nd of 2011. So I just listened, and this is what the guide said. Again, keep in mind, this is after the 18 principles, and here you go. And so it is. You are taking a prolific journey into self, This may be the beginning for some or a continuation of the path for others. Revelations come in time according to one's process of acclimation, for it is a cost-conscious world in which one lives. Each person is the one to determine the value as to the cost of their own consciousness and the cost it puts on the physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. With the tumultuous state of earthly life as one knows it, it is of utter importance to be connected, connected to self, which connects to source, thus connecting to each other. We are all of one consciousness. Nobody is left standing alone unless they so create their consciousness of being separate from the world in which they reside. As one journeys into their true self, it will become apparent more and more that once their connection is open, it will validate continuously the eternal and ethereal internet of consciousness that was in place long before you had an earthly networking internet. If one begins to reach their potential towards higher self-awareness, they will have solace as one evolves. They will have solace knowing each person plays a larger role in the big picture of the planet that they could never have imagined. It is important for each individual to know they do play a larger-than-life role upon the universe, world, community, family, and within themselves that we hope all will recognize. Not in the narcissistic sense of where the human ego can take one to, but in the most humblest of sensing and knowing that as each individual energy takes an active role in their being physically, mentally, and spiritually, it permeates all things. Energy transmigrates to the world of consciousness around them. No being is invisible on the planet. All is accounted for. Universe relays messages and feelings of gratitude and validity to every living organism on the earth, but it is up to each spark of the grand flame to attune to it. We bless each individual with contentment within their hearts, souls, and homes, wherever that may be at present. For contentment of self, we yield to clarity and stillness within to receive all the knowing and fortitude to weather any storm. We embrace each and everyone in the light from which you came. May you feel its radiance with each step you take in your days. Know a path is always lit for sure rootedness upon the earth you walk. As you acknowledge you, you acknowledge the relevance of each other. That is all we can hope and ask for. For the power of one is almighty. The numerical symbol of one stands strong to the earth as the other end is directed to the heavens. It is indeed a most powerful number and figure. If you so start to think, I am number one, you will not stand corrected. You are, we know it, others know it, and with the abundance and joy, we hope for you to know it. Breathe and walk with the power you have reached from within, for you are an eternal flame of life, unquote.
Wow. That is pretty important. What an amazing message that each one of us counts. And when you think about the number one, you know, so many things happen, like 9/11 with two ones.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of numerology going on here.
Yeah, I think.
I think so. Now, after you wrote this, what were your feelings about what was going on in the world?
After I wrote that, immediately after, frankly, it was like by then, like midnight. I was tired and I could not sleep. I literally cried. I'm writing this and the tears are just rolling down. It took my breath away. It culminated, the book in the beginning when I started writing, it didn't make sense. Like the first awareness I thought was supposed to be the last awareness in my rational mind. And then as the book came along, it was like all piecing together pieces of a puzzle. And that just really put the icing on the cake, for me. And it's just a very poignant message. And I think it's very relevant, for this time, you know, of the year, and you know, and that nobody is alone. And so, you know,
it's fabulous message, and the light affirmation that follows on page 184 is very powerful. Light is the essence of being. Love is the light of the soul. The soul is the light and love of the source. The source of all light is the love to all souls. What an amazing holiday message. And with that, we're going to hear a message from our sponsors before I start crying.
Any moment we can be painfully reminded that none of us is immune from loss. Perhaps the worst nightmare of any parent is the loss of a child. When this happens to someone else, most parents quietly wonder how they could ever deal with such an inversion of the natural order. When author Donna Mebbin lost her youngest daughter, Emma, she initially wanted to give up and join her beautiful, spirited 19-year-old. But she didn't. Instead, she wrote the multi-award-winning novel, Tomorrow Comes, an amazing book in which Donna chronicles the way her family lives forward and imagines the way Emma does too, in a magical land called After. Tomorrow Comes is available on Amazon and other online booksellers. January is thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Nancy Irwin, who will be co-hosting on iHeartRadio with January Jones. As a doctor of psychology, clinical hypnotist, and author of U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, Dr. Nancy is an agent for change. Many people believe that change can be scary, but she believes it can actually be creative and fun. She does know a thing or two about change because at age 44, she transitioned from a stand-up comedian to shrink. Oh, believe her, the road from comedy to mental health is very short indeed. Most fears are learned, and the good news is whatever we learned, we can unlearn. Smoking, overeating, fear of public speaking, test anxiety, what have you. On our show, we'll be discussing how you can dissolve that negative programming and free your inner winner. Change is inevitable. You can either affect it or accept it. Visit her site, drnancyirwin.com. From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Carolyn Green, and she is the energy nurse. And so it's time for you to share your website information and share a little bit about some of the things on your website, like some of the fabulous jewelry that people can buy for friends during the holidays.
Sure. My website is theenergynurse.com. You can also reach me on Facebook, Carolyn Green, the Energy Nurse. And things on my website. Yes, I have a jewelry line, my stone and crystal jewelry line, which I handpick the stones myself and decide and work with it, my design team on how, which way I'm going to set them, which, how it radiates, what directions radiate the most energy for healing and balance. And that is always the intention. I go through this whole process with choosing these stones and deciding how they are going to look and be set. I have, if you go onto the products page, you can see them. Please enlarge the pictures because, you know, the photography, you know, it's quite small. So please enlarge the pictures. If you have any questions, my contact information is on my site. I would be happy to mail you other pictures or talk to you about it, or through Skype show you the crystals. So just contact me. That's never an issue.
Well, I'm going to be doing some of my holiday shopping at this website, and I've been fortunate enough to acquire several pieces that were gifts from Carolyn, and they're fabulous. Their energy, each one is original. These are one of a kind. This isn't something mass-produced outside the country. This is done with love and care by Carolyn. I highly recommend it. Holiday gift giving. This is the website you need to go to. Go to theenergynurse.com and then click on products. As Carolyn said, you need to enlarge the pictures so you can get an idea. But they do tell you exactly the size, so then you know what size piece you're ordering. You know, before we were talking about what's going on in the world, I wanted to share with you, Carolyn, this premise that this movie that Spike Lee is making, and I thought this was an interesting comment on what happened. It was written for ancient Greek comedy, and the protagonist, Lysistrata, persuaded the women of Greece to withhold sex from the men until peace was restored, ending the war. Isn't that a fabulous idea?
That's an excellent idea. Talk about goddess energy and female power. Let's do it.
Yeah. I thought I'd share that with you because I know if anyone can run with that, it would be you.
Yeah, that could go in a lot of different directions. That could be 50 Shades of Carolyn going on in that one.
Okay, I can hardly wait. Just wanted to share that with you on the air.
There
now
you.
Let's share a little bit about coexisting upon completion.
Yeah. So I think, again, at this time of the year, you know, a lot of people have, and I, certainly a good friend of mine just lost her mother, really are experiencing a lot of grief. And when you lose somebody, the timing is never good. Sometimes it is exacerbated at this time of year, you know, unfortunately, which makes it a little bit more challenging. And so, you know, the intention is that this helps people to understand that once somebody moves on and transitions, they are not alone. That consciousness is there with them. And we have experiences every day with it, my clients and, you know, and myself, and everybody will get messages if they're open to it. It's about understanding the other side does not leave. They transition. They're in their dimension. We're on physical earth, and they do come, you know, do to come together. I've had enough validations where their spirit actually knows what's happening in real time. I've had, you know, a loved one bust one of my clients because she missed two doctor's appointments and didn't reschedule. So it's interesting how that happens. But at the end of the day, the more that we raise our consciousness, we drop our veils. And so it's a much thinner veil where they can come through to us more. And I'm not saying everybody has to be a medium by any sense of imagination. We are wired for sound, though. We are wired for frequency. This is not a surprise, and that's how our nervous system functions, on frequency and electrical impulses. So we do have antennas. So what I say, to sum it up, is knowing that we do have higher sensory abilities, even though people may not think they do, and loved ones and guides and angels can come in different signs, not that they're going to appear sometimes like you see on TV in the middle of your living room and you have a conversation. It's not always, it's very rarely like that, but they can show themselves in repetitive numbers. If you keep looking at the clock, you know, and it's 2:22 and then you stop at a light and you're seeing a license plate with repetitive numbers on them. Have you ever had that?
I have more things that happen with music. I call them musical messages.
Well, it is.
And very comforting, and certainly if you want to get my attention, all I need to do is hear one particular song, and I then just can open myself up, and I get a lot of wonderful, wise wisdom and witty wisdom from the other side, from my first husband. And it's been very comforting experience to go through and to have in my life.
Yes, absolutely. And so if we open ourselves to this, and this book helps to clear the clutter of your mind, to raise mm-hmm. your consciousness and to validate, because it's difficult for me, and this is a strong opinion, that there hasn't been anybody who's not had some paranormal experience, whether you think of somebody and the phone rings, you know, and uh-huh. it's that person,
yeah.
or you get a letter in the mail, you know, there's some kind of communication going on. So mm-hmm. if, by coexisting upon completion, it's just showing you this spirit does live on, the consciousness does live on, we can still stay connected. Sometimes my mom had a friend whose husband used to eat walnuts all the time, and he'd crack walnuts, and after he passed, she'd come home from work, she'd find a trail of walnuts, you know, okay. in her, leading into the bedroom. You know, she would find them, she'd clean them up, and then all of a sudden, a few days later, there'd be a walnut. She opens the door and stepped on a walnut shell. You know, so things happen yeah. in all different ways. I know we discussed briefly last week, you know, we talk about the way to, you know, ask your guides and angels and spirit for messages in your loved ones that you can receive, meaning most people, you know, everybody's going to be more either feeling or kinesthetic, as we say, or auditory or visual. So they can get messages. I get them in all different ways, but I've been doing it for years and been very aware of my senses for years, or my sensitivities. Some people will, again, repeatedly see things. Some people will hear, you know, they're very attuned to the music. Uh-huh. They just know, you know, they think of something, and then all of a sudden they turn the radio on and that's their song that,
yeah.
you know, that meant something. Yeah. Or again, messages in the song, you know, that the words, there's a message within the words of the song.
And, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen for people, and they're so eager for it to happen, they try to force it. And the reality is you have to learn how to ask for a sign and have a frame of reference, because you're probably getting messages you're not even aware of. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And you bring up a great point, because I talk about this a lot with people, is that they think they're going to get it in one way. They're hoping to get it in one way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time they really hope that they're going to have a materialization of their loved one. It doesn't happen, because of course, you know, besides the emotional loss, a very big disconnect when somebody dies is that physical, there's a physical loss, a physical disconnect. It's a very quick, almost a plug that's pulled of the energy cord with you and that loved one. And that's very difficult. So of course, that's the thing that we want to always think, if I could just see that person one last time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But they can talk to their loved ones and ask for it in a way, because when they're looking for it and trying to force the issue or force that particular sign they want to see, they're getting other signs that they're missing along the way, because sometimes it's subtle.
Oh, for sure. You know, I like to think of it sort of like the analogy that we have these radio waves. We're on Skype, Chad, our engineer, is in Florida. You're in Florida. I'm in Arizona. Yet we're totally communicating with each other. Plus, our communication is now being sent out over the entire world. And I think sometimes that's how I explain it to myself, that these are just messages on a different frequency.
It's exactly. That's exactly. You know, it's above, you know, way above satellite radio. So that's exactly. But that's it. And we have such a mystery about it, but that's exactly what it is. And we do. We have our energetic antennas, and we put them up and we put them down. And that's important to control that too. We mm-hmm. resonate on a frequency in our body. We resonate on a frequency out of body. It's a higher frequency. So we basically have to raise our vibration a little bit. We do that by some meditation. We do that by clearing ourselves. We do that by keeping ourselves physically fit. We clear ourselves and we raise it by doing some good breath work as well. That's very, very important. And learning just to shift the consciousness just enough so you really can see what you normally can't. So there are signs all around us.
Right. I hope we're not making it too simplistic, but I think this is an explanation that most people can understand. And I think most people can understand when I take a break for our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. Layla, a book by Jeannie Kerrigan, will take you on a journey, a raw, heart-wrenching journey. The final resting place? Love. Jeannie is an author, healer, and executive director of Ricky's Revolution Nonprofit. You can get your copy of her book at JeannieKerrigan.com. Ricky's Revolution comes directly out of Layla, dedicated to helping homeless runaway youths and victims of sex trafficking reach a place of safety. We distribute Jeannie's monkey named Ricky with vital hotline numbers embroidered on him free to children on the street through loving collaboration with thousands. Proceeds from the book and your donations have saved lives. Ricky'sRevolution.org. Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com. Pam Evans has been married and divorced four times and lived to tell the tale with honesty, humor, and a heartfelt message. Check out Pam's first book, Ring Exchange, Adventures of a Multiple Marrier, where she shares her hard-won lessons about behavior, emotions, relationships, and her marriage partner choices. Learn more about Pam's road less traveled and how she anticipates every day with joy and a sense of gratitude. Visit Pam's website at www.ring-exchange.com. Her book is available on Amazon.com, too.
Welcome back with my co-host, Carolyn Green. I'm pleased to announce that Carolyn will be with us again next year. She has written a fabulous book, and she has a fantastic website where you can purchase amazing gifts for your loved ones during the holidays. With this book, she's been given a prescription that encompasses one's mind, body, and spirit collectively. The prescription doesn't expire, leaving unlimited time for each to pace themselves through this book. This particular collective work was gifted from her guides and angels during challenging times. These messages have served her in more ways than she ever could imagine. Her clients utilize the many teachings to move through deep-rooted daily challenges. What a gift for you to be able to write this book, don't you agree?
It was a wonderful experience, and I, like I said, I use it all the time, especially this week. It seems like I keep going back to, you know, all the you know, different awarenesses. I feel very honored to have received this information and the information throughout the years. To be able to put it in, you know, to have this compilation of work, it's been very gratifying, and it's been very nice, you know, when I get feedback from readers and my clients, and just I wind up using it all the time. So hopefully, it's relating to other people and so on and so on. And
it was wonderful to be able to share the closing message that you got from the guides after you thought you had finished the book. No, not quite.
I can't argue. You can't argue.
Yeah. There's no point in that. And that was a very powerful message. It's a difficult time for the entire world. I think, as you said earlier, you try not to watch the news so much. And I think that's really great advice.
you watch to hear it over and over. I watch the news. I know what's going on in the world, but I was saying to be glued to it and watch it over and over and see the same things, stories over and over and play. Say you get it. I get in the information. I get out of it. I ground, you know, and I meditate. So it's important that when we take that few minutes a day or a couple times a week, whatever your meditation or prayer practice is not only, and you talk about belonging and community, you know, we start, it's important to start within yourself and your, and the people around you. And then the way I do it is it's almost like starting from the middle of the seed of the flower. And then I go on and on and on outward and outward in the community, into the state, your country, and into the, and globally. There's a way, you know, I send waves of healing energy in my meditations to different parts of the planet as well. When that needs to be, you know, wherever that needs to be addressed, I work, you know, hopefully the souls that have crossed over from these events. So we all do what we can do, you know, but we do have that power. It does start at home. But it's very, very important. I just want to reiterate again, it's just to stay as grounded and hold that energy of love and peace. And like I said, it may sound trite to people, but if we all do that and keep the sanity and the calmness within ourselves, that radiates to the people around us. Because otherwise, you know, so many people are in a panic, and we can't always control what's going on around the world, but we certainly can add to the calmness and the vibration and the energy of what that is, of what's happening besides of the people that have been lost, you know, and just meditate on them as well.
And you know, I think this negativity, a lot of it, in my opinion, comes from 24/7 news cycle, which most times are negative. I think sometimes we need to focus on some of the individuals in the world who are doing marvelous things for the entire world. You know, you've got people like Bill Gates, Mark Eisenberg, Warren Buffett. These men have created great wealth, great fortunes, and they've just turned around and they're basically trying to give it all away to help people in the world. And I think we need to, during this holiday season, think about people who are helping other people. It can be just as simple as being a bell ringer for the Salvation Army or making a donation to your favorite charity. That's our message, isn't it, Carolyn?
It is. And it's a random act of kindness. I put on one of my messages a couple of weeks ago of sending a random ray of love and healing to the planet, or to the Paris. I do want to take this time to talk about how one individual can make a difference. If I don't know, I'm sure most people, even around, it's made global news of this young kid, this medical student in Tulane, Peter Gold, who saved a woman from a kidnapping about 3 weeks ago. Do you know the story I'm talking about?
No, I'm not familiar with it. Share it with us.
He's actually, we know him. He's somebody from our community. He's a fourth-year medical student at Tulane. One night he was driving back to his apartment and he saw this woman being dragged. I think he's like 27 years old, 28 years old. He stopped the car. He approached the man. The guy shot him. He tried to save the woman. This man shot him. Peter fell to the ground, and he had a cell phone with him. And then you see this guy reloading the gun and pointing it at his head and shot him. It was trying to get the gun to go off two or three times. The gun jammed.
I did see that. Yes.
Now I'm talking about, okay.
Yeah.
If that wasn't divine intervention, I don't know what was. The gun jammed, the guy took off. Peter, thank God, survived. He just recently got out of the hospital a couple of days ago, I believe. He's recuperating slowly but surely. But this was, and this was a very difficult video to watch, whether you know the person or not, because you see this man pointing the gun at this kid's head, and the gun never went off. So I'm just saying he saved this woman. She's fine. Thank goodness. He's fine. And they finally caught the guy. So when you want to talk about one man making a difference, one person making a difference, I mean, talk about the ultimate selfless act. He did not think twice. And he's a wonderful, he comes from a wonderful family. He's a wonderful kid. He's going to make an amazing doctor. He already did. Mm-hmm. There was a sign on a restaurant saying, Peter, you're going to make a great doctor because you didn't even use a stethoscope. You know, you didn't use your stethoscope to save this woman's life. You know, you're going to be great. So it is, no matter, everybody plays a part. And just thinking.
One can make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, so, well, you've made a difference in my life, Carolyn. It's been wonderful having you as a co-host during this past year. We look forward to having you back with us next year. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's mutual. I love being here. I love talking to your listeners. I love connecting with you and like-minded people. And we shall continue.
Okay, to my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed the show today as much as obviously Carolyn and I have enjoyed it. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like her. Welcome to our No Whining World. Sign on to my website, January Jones. You know, we really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially today, our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. Again, thank you to my guest, Carolyn Green. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with Christmas music by Serantos.
I think
it's Christmas time
again. Once again, it's snowing outside. I look out my window with cheer. I'm filled with such a sense of pride. This is my favorite time of the year. Once again, I feel so peaceful. Memories as a child flood my mind. Food I've eaten makes my belly full. I'm having such a good time. It's that time of the year. The air is clean and pure and clear. The good times are here. Cause Santa makes me so full of cheer. It's Christmas time.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.